We're like, what's your take? And you're like,
living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going everywhere.
Welcome to Respectfully Podcast. I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy, our guest today, hilarious stand-up comedian, friend in real life, so funny, huge fan. Allie Makovsky is here.
Yes.
Take your hands off the wheel and clap.
Yes, take your hands.
Crowd goes wild.
Speaking of singing, I saw a video of you doing karaoke, and you can fucking sing, bitch.
I love you're one singing. Of these
you can sing.
Wow.
Yeah. I saw a video of you doing Shallow at karaoke, and I was like, a star is literally born,
okay.
By the way.
Okay, here's the thing.
Can you sing right something- now? Sorry. I love when people sing.
Something came over me. I felt like I sounded particularly good.
You sounded amazing
that night, and yeah. That's not always the case.
It was incredible.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. I'm on the deep.
You do it.
I'm on the deep end, watching.
She's good.
The diving.
You could do both. You could do comedy.
I don't think so, because I think the moment you're like, I know. I'm a singer, then it's like, actually, you're not. But if I go,
yeah,
it's like when you're at a wedding and someone says she's a comedian and you're not funny anymore.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god,
we were talking about this on the last recording.
Sure,
it's just like your superpower has been taken away.
Absolutely.
But if you're a secret good singer and you're just doing karaoke, people are blown the fuck away.
I think here's the thing: I would be an even funnier comedian if I was a singer, because right. You know how singers,
oh,
like
yeah.
between songs,
oh,
they're always
sure.
cracking a joke. Like people would be like, okay, I like her music, but she is hilarious.
But she's hilarious.
She's got it all.
And then if you like did do a pod, like if you were a guest on a pod and you were a singer, people would be like, oh my god,
they're
she's
so
the funniest
cool,
singer.
Great personality.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
A woman
must
who can
be nice.
Sing. Wow.
I think like as soon as you give yourself a title, it's just like, wow.
Now you have to live up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
yeah.
also could fall into the category of musical comedian, which is a dangerous...
Well,
you
don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't
being.
Know. I was obviously it's a tightrope walk.
Yes, it is.
Because when done well,
like Emily Wilson did my Netflix is a joke show, and I was like, damn, I wish I knew how to write a damn song that wasn't cringe balls.
Weird I know. Al, Dylan Adler.
Emily Wilson did a song. I saw her do a song at her show, and I got full body chills.
Yeah,
I was like, wow. I wish I could do that. If I did it, it would be so
She's
like
a cabaret. Singer.
Yeah. If I did it, it would be so... God, I can't even think of... But, like, not even Weird Al. It would be, like... Remember that guy who rapped not wanting to be on SNL?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I would be
I
doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be what I would be bringing to the table.
Mine, I feel like my songs would be, like, unfortunately so vulnerable.
No, I know.
It would be impossible for me to be funny. I'd be like, I wanted to die.
Yeah.
Yes.
But wait, now I'm alive.
I found out by, like, sort of... cosplaying as a guy's girl, that every boy comedian who can a little bit play guitar has a Ernest song that he wrote somewhere on his laptop.
Oh, and we've got to get it.
Well,
we should get those files.
We should subpoena those.
Yeah.
And women all have one really sad poem.
I was
going to
say,
we all
have a couple poems in us.
Dude,
My first comedy notebook joke.
My first comedy notebook.
Mine's here, by the way, in this room. Go
Your
ahead.
First?
Mine's here. Mm-hmm.
So
ahead.
Mine filled to the brim with all of my earliest material.
Yeah.
And on the back page, I wrote this very dark poem about how I'm a virus and everyone that I come in contact with
Whoa.
Becomes infected
wow.
by my darkness.
Okay, deep.
Something really beautiful like that.
Yeah.
And then... I lost the joke book.
Oh my God.
So somewhere out there in West Hollywood.
There's a poem.
Someone is worried.
Wow.
Someone's scared.
Somebody's like, this is funny, but then it gets really scary.
Yeah, it gets really dark.
My first comedy notebook had like a very earnest journal entry.
Yeah.
In like the beginning of it.
Sure.
About, I like got asked to do a festival very early and I was feeling very like honored and inspired. And I wrote about it in the notebook, and then I left the notebook at an open mic and people found it.
Oh.
And I almost hanged myself.
Yeah, you must.
In the open mic room.
You must.
Ugh. me pontificating about how honored I was to be booked on Skankfest. Yes. I got paid $40 and I was like, I'm going to be a star.
That's really sweet.
It was sweet.
Okay,
this looks, by the way, hold
on. Yeah, that looks
this
like I'm a virus.
This is I'm a virus. Yeah.
Everyone I come in contact with is plagued.
Did you draw this?
Of course.
Scary.
This is I'm bipolar and an alcoholic, not diagnosed, not realizing it.
Scary.
Doing scary comedy where people are like, people thought I was like one of the like fringe homeless people.
Yeah, you were doing scary stuff at the beginning,
yeah,
for sure.
Really scary stuff.
You were wearing a robe.
I was wearing a robe as a coat.
The outside of the book looks like you're like, this is what I'm going to do to my wrist later.
Yes, totally, dude. Yeah. Yes. And brother, was I doing that to my wrist?
Yeah.
Was I slicing my wrist with a broken champagne bottle?
Wait, can I say one thing that ties in to slitting your wrist and
of
being
course,
a pick me
please?
Girl?
Yeah.
One time I like tried to slip my wrist to impress a guy.
Yeah.
And I gave myself a paper cut and I sent him a photo and I was like, I'm dark too.
You're in a really safe space for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I cut myself in high school and you know how people are always like
on purpose?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. And you know how people always say like it's for attention? I actually, you know what? Respectfully, yes, it was, and that's worth looking into also.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like totally. People are like, people think there's some like secret other mental illness, which there probably is, where you're doing it not for attention. But brother, it's a cry for help.
Yes. Yeah, I think like it's all like, self-harm
I'm not
is...
getting enough attention.
Yeah, yeah. It's this stand-up book
I'm
in
sad.
Human form.
Yeah. I'm feeling pain and nobody's noticing me.
Yeah.
Of course it's for attention. It's like, it's a big
and guess
white
what?
Flag.
Attention received.
Attention received, camera.
You're asking questions about
signal
it.
Signal sent out.
You're accusing me of wanting attention. It worked.
I broke my wrist and a very nice nurse showed me a big scar on his wrist. And we gave each other the attention that we required.
Was he a gay guy?
I don't think so. I think he was sad.
Yeah.
I wanted attention so much in like middle school and high school.
Me too.
Present day, honestly.
Sure.
But I never, somehow it never came across my desk to do the knee brace. I felt like all the cool girls.
I know.
They do like a little knee wrap or some sort of wrap.
I'm trying
to totally.
Think of
it.
No,
totally. I think it's because I'm not a fan of my legs, so I never wanted them
to
exposed.
Draw attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also was sort of getting injured a lot, so I knew that
because
it wasn't
giving yourself down the stairs.
Yeah. No, literally. Yeah. But it like wasn't giving me the type of attention that I so craved.
Yeah.
Like one time I broke my arm and a teacher like made I think she had a note from my mom. That said that like Lizzie's gonna need help carrying her lunch tray.
Yeah.
Because she broke her arm and it was the bad kind of attention. Everybody was like,
oh.
You know what I mean? They were like, we have to help this stupid freak girl because
like,
she broke her arm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have to
and
invite
she's
her to
probably
the birthday
faking
party.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is, by the way, this is so okay. I'm gonna read you a few things, but
yes,
this
please.
Is potentially brave. The absolute worst part. There's positive affirmations in this fucking journal.
I love
journal.
To hear those.
Oh my like God.
Fighting for my life.
I'd love to hear those.
Okay, I got three, dude. Also,
that's how you know it's bad is when you're like, three is the most I can do right now. Yeah. Three is best
and they're
case
like,
scenario.
And they're not even like, you're important. They're like, you're fine.
Yeah.
Dude, it's worse because they're like not accurate to who right. I am. Beautiful inside and out.
Aww.
Gorgeous and kind.
Wow, really, really
gorgeous.
Mostly about the looks.
Yeah.
Beautiful, gorgeous.
Beautiful, gorgeous girl.
Sexy.
I also wasn't gorgeous. Like, I was fine, but I was not gorgeous. Positive and fun.
And
you
were
know
not
that
positive
that's not
fun.
True.
Not
yeah,
positive.
If you're doing an affirmations
yeah.
list.
I mean, this isn't positive and fun, girl. Yeah.
But I think all affirmations are like fake it till you make
lies.
It.
Yeah,
it's definitely like gaslighting yourself into happiness.
They're aspirational.
I'm
saying
this directly into the mirror, being like gorgeous and fun, beautiful
like,
and kind. Beautiful and kind, positive.
Yeah, I attract what I, what is it?
Oh, you attract what you put out or something?
Or I will attract what I desire or something.
Yeah, this is heavy manifesting.
I'm going to be kissed by a boy.
Truly, truly. And talented,
aww.
Questionable.
Oh my God, it literally just says, it says three talented.
Talented, period. End of story.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, talented girl
oh my God.
In a bathrobe.
In a bathrobe. screaming about my father and being scared that I'm going to get AIDS.
My sister was asking me about, you know, wearing condoms and whatnot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's and so cute.
Younger? No, older. Oh. But she was asking if I wear condoms. Oh, okay. And of course I said no, because that's my truth.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, like, it's so dangerous. You could get something. And I was like, totally, but I think like most things are pretty treatable. Yeah. Like I don't even think I would mind getting herpes. Like the people I know who have it, it doesn't seem to really affect them.
Yeah.
She was like, but what about AIDS? And I was like, honestly, even that is like pretty chill now.
Hilarious.
I think I could manage.
It's like that scene from Girls that I talk about all the time where Hannah's at the doctor and she's talking about how she's scared of AIDS, and then by the end of her monologue she goes, I think what I am is wanting AIDS.
Yeah.
And then the doctor says that's a very silly thing to say, but I kind of was like, I do think you'd not have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah. No, I can relate. I relate.
You'd have to
so
worry about
much.
It in a different way.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not really trying to get anything, but yeah, I think, you know,
the future is here.
Yeah.
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 And like, you can get herpes with a condom. So what are we talking
about? Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. I think.
Yeah, you can.
What?
Yeah, I've researched every STI.
If someone has one on their groin.
Oh. Well, yeah, whatever.
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 But if you take the herpes pills, then you can't give it to anyone. So like,
are you guys ready for
this? I dated a guy who got cold sores really quick, and he told me he was allergic to the herpes pills. And I still don't know if that's true.
No.
I'm like, did you just
but like but was why would you want that, like, it on your face?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you take it?
Yeah. But I have a friend who gets cold sores on her face, and she was saying that, like, nothing works for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it just didn't work.
Yeah.
He got one. He got a really bad one the day he met my parents.
It's funny that...
Oh, God.
And I had to be like, this is my boyfriend who's 16 years older than me and has visible herpes. Yeah.
Look at this.
This is who's fucking your baby girl.
Well, it's funny, the guys are like, oh, I'm allergic to condoms. And he's like, I'm allergic to my herpes medication. Yeah. Like, okay, so you're allergic to everything?
And texting you back. I also have an allergy to that.
Yeah, I'm allergic to letting you in emotionally. Yeah. He ordered his condoms online from Japan.
No.
It was so small. Dude, this guy comes up so much in the podcast, and it seems like maybe it's different guys, but it's all the same.
It's like
that's
almost
crazy.
All the worst stories. It's all one
Wait,
guy.
Why Japan?
I don't know. He said they were like...
Like the material?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, they are good with their tech.
I bet they are better, but I'm like...
Just be good at sex.
It's just like so dorky to order 100 condoms from Japan. It's like writing gorgeous and talented in your notebook.
See, but that's something that a young me, like a 20-year-old Allie, would be like... Whoa, I didn't know like guys could 100%. Think that way.
No,
like,
and that's and I was.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was like, I almost sort of tricked myself into being like, wow, he must really care about having safe
like
sex with me.
Like woman's pleasure also, yeah.
Because he's ordering these perfect Japanese condoms.
Yeah. It's kind of amazing what our brains can do when we're just being blatantly mistreated and being, it's actually something
else. One time when we first started having sex, it was like normal. And then as our relationship progressed, he started coming really fast.
Mm.
And I was like, I had to kind of be like, hey, what happened there? You know?
Yeah.
Like, where did the other guy go?
Yeah.
You know? And he was like, oh, well, I wasn't coming fast in the beginning because I was nervous about losing you, but I'm not anymore. And I literally, to his face, was like, I could go.
Yeah.
I could go.
Oh,
and he was like,
right now.
No, you won't. And he was right.
He was right. Yeah. I hate when they're right. And you're like, well, you really got me.
So
but.
He was like, I'm just going to come immediately. And you're going to be like, thank you.
Honestly, I prefer that. I'm like,
yeah.
What's the holdup? Why are we here for so long?
I know. Yeah. Sometimes I want to be like, just so you know, you can do this however you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can have the time you want to have
here
with
for
this.
A good time, not a long time.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, I don't want to sweat. Don't make me.
Well, I'm not sweating.
No, famously.
I'm very much lying.
No,
same. But it's like, but then he's going to start sweating. It's going to drip on me.
Yeah.
And there's like a heat buildup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nasty.
Nasty.
Sex is gross. I'll give you a few and then we can move on from this issue. I really have to spend a little time after this pod looking in this journal. I'm just going to read the bullet points. Hot girls, my mom's panties. Saxophone, P pee yourself in bed.
Mm.
Fucking fucking brilliant.
Alcoholic.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Alcoholic
talent.
Set list pee for
yourself
sure.
Pee yourself in bed is a real tell. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that joke was, if you pee yourself in bed, but you're with a guy,
you might be an alcoholic. Right?
You can blame it on them because men are gross, which I actually stand by, I think.
Yeah. So you can do, or you can be like, oh, when you were asleep, I was masturbating.
I was squirting at the thought of you everywhere.
And I have a rubber sheet because I'm an alcoholic.
I don't know if this is okay to say, but the guy I was talking about earlier also one time had a wet dream while I was in bed with him.
Wait, that's really nice.
No, but then he told me that he wasn't dreaming about
it. It's so mean. It's all so mean.
He was
mean.
Dreaming about a specific porn star that he liked.
Oh, that's
and he
that's
told
pathetic.
Me that.
Ew.
And I was like, why would you not just lie and say it was me?
Could I say
was
respectfully?
Yeah, please.
Respectfully, I think you shouldn't be honest in a relationship.
I 100% agree.
I think I'm like, oh, you need to be like radically transparent.
No.
And I'm like, no, I think having secrets is actually very good.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to have a wet dream, tell me it's about me.
Yeah.
Or whatever else the example is.
Yeah.
There's just also parts of your partner that they're like self-conscious about, or like it's a no-fly zone. And so just like gently lie or misdirect because you love this person.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. It's just emotional intelligence.
I'm just like, I'm like too honest because I like when people are super honest with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so because I like it, I do that. But people don't like that.
Yeah.
No.
People don't like that. And I think in terms of a relationship, it's not good.
Yeah. Like the same people who are like, we have no secrets are the people who are like, we never fight. And it's like, you're doomed. You're so doomed.
Yes.
Yeah. Like
you're actually fighting in front of me right now at a party.
You're like clawing at each
myself.
Other secretly.
Yes, yes.
Under the table. Yeah, I think you should always, like, you just don't need to tell your partner everything.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
like if you
to...
have sex with someone else.
Or you come to a porn star that's not hers.
Or if you come to a porn star that's not her.
Yeah.
Or just like, I don't know. Like, I don't need to know that somebody hit on you at a party. It's like none of my business.
Yeah. I want to have more secrets this year.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's a good.
Because anytime something
that's
happens.
That's a good mid-year resolution.
Yeah. I'm just always like, I'll tell someone.
Yeah.
Even if in my head I go, I'm going to keep this one to myself.
No.
I go, no, I got to share it.
Yeah.
So often I'm like on the train on a way to a place and I go, I'm not going to tell anyone about that.
Yeah.
And then the second I get there, someone goes, how are you? And I go, my dog shit in the bed. Yeah. whatever. I'm like, I'm having a bad day because my dog woke up 6 times and shit my bed.
Have you guys ever had a secret or something in a relationship that you had to tell but dreaded?
Yeah,
and then
probably.
If you did it, it was like the right thing to do.
I think
I'm
I would
like
need
coward,
to hear an example.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Because I'm sure that I have done this.
Like, did
I
ever cheat on someone?
No, like, okay. I guess.
Because
like,
no.
Perfect angel.
Yeah, perfect angel. Beautiful, gorgeous, talented,
have
kind.
Been accused of
yeah.
it. I did one time break up with a guy for one night so that I could make out with another guy.
Remember
well, not
this.
So that I could, but then the opportunity presented itself. And I was like, legally, I'm in the clear.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you cheated on me. And I was like, shut up, loser.
I am allowed to.
He was mean.
Yeah.
I guess. Okay. So sometimes like hot. I'm going to use careers as a reference point because like,
oh, sure.
That's discussed a lot. But like, especially when like men are flailing career wise or like maybe they're pursuing a screenplay and we all know it's not going to work out. You know, it's like there is like a moment as a good partner where you have to be like maybe like grad school. Like, you know, there's like a thing where we have to like misdirect or like some people just tell like their partner like this isn't going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, is that better? Do you let them flounder?
I think to a degree you should let them flounder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only say that because I think my instinct is to like kind of control and
same
and like be like, I have the answers. And it's like, I think unless they continue to make the same mistake over and over, they're not learning from their ideas, then I think you can intervene.
Yeah.
But I think in general, it's like you got to let people
live and let
figure
live,
it
dude.
Out.
Yeah.
I also am sort of like, are they having fun and floundering or are they miserable and floundering?
Yeah.
Like if the floundering is like making them upset all the time and really difficult to be around. And like, it's like hurting their relationships because everyone who talks to them, they're like, how are you? And your partner is like, oh, nothing's working for me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then maybe you have to be like, hey, I think you're really unhappy. But if they're floundering and they're like, I'm meeting great people and yeah, it's not working out, but I'm feeling really creatively inspired. Mm. Then it's sort of your job to be like, I have to stop saying sort of, it's my new thing.
Yeah.
Then you have to be like this. Okay. Keep trying.
Yeah.
You know,
that's really great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks. I just thought of it.
Yeah. That's
so mature.
You're genius.
I had therapy today.
Nice.
Who's your therapist?
His name's Patrick and he saved my life. I love him. Not Patrick. In an inappropriate way. I admire him.
Patrick. Yeah. I love that.
He's really good. We Zoom. Actually, we mostly talk on the phone because the camera is upsetting to me.
And that's the realest thing anyone has
being
said today.
Being perceived by a camera is upsetting to
You're
me.
Like,
so
we're going to have to add more sessions if we're doing it face to face.
I kept canceling because I didn't want to be on camera, even though it was just him. And I looked the way I would have looked if we were doing it in person, but I could see it and it felt...
Yeah, it is distracting.
Yeah. So I kept canceling because of it. And eventually he was like, do you want to just talk on the phone? And I was like, that's why I pay you the big bucks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I have a new therapist who's very obviously a lesbian. So I like really butch it up with her to try to like respect the community and culture. And
you code switch?
I absolutely code switch. And I also am like, well... No worries on having like a ponytail and looking like hot garbage in front of this ally because right. She doesn't fucking. I mean, I guess she could be a lesbian who prefers a lipstick lesbian, but we're not, you know, we're not in relationship like that yet.
I got freaked out because my therapist seemed, when I started seeing her on Zoom, she seemed not like old, but she definitely seemed like an older lady. You know, she's got like a short little bob and gray hair.
I don't mind that.
She's just soft-spoken. Like, I don't know. She just had like this kind of old, wise vibe. And then a few sessions in, she's like, oh, yeah, my son's going to kindergarten or something. And I'm like, you have a six-year-old son?
What are you, 40?
Yeah.
You're only 40?
Yeah.
What do you know?
She's taking the trauma of everyone else and it's aging her like a witch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she created
the giver.
A son who's like, she's the giving
tree. She's the giver.
Yeah. And her son has autism because of it.
Probably.
Cut that.
Yeah. Yeah. My therapist is probably in his 40s. I thought he was gay maybe I couldn't tell if he was gay or just wearing a cardigan because he's a therapist.
Yeah, that is kind of uniform.
Yeah.
Like and comedians with flannels, therapists with cardigans.
You know the cardigan with the rolled neck?
Yeah.
He was wearing that.
A shawl collar?
Yeah, so I was like, you could be gay or you could be a therapist. There's no way to know. And I didn't know if I could ask. I think you can only ask your therapist if they're gay if you're gay.
Yes.
Because then it's like important to your
lived experience.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you're not, you can't be like, are you a homo?
But I think I think there's ways around it. You can be like, are you married?
Yeah.
Are you Grindr?
Yeah. So I was trying to do that and I wasn't getting much.
Yeah.
And then when I got sober, he basically got me sober. He was telling me, he was like, I wish you could go. There's this great gay men's AA meeting in Manhattan and I wish you could go because those guys would love you. And I was like, so you are gay? But then I was like, or you were going as a social worker.
Yeah.
And then I saw him on Hinge, so I know he's straight.
Crazy.
No.
Neither of us liked each other. It just popped like his, you know, his profile.
He likes you.
I feel like if you're there, it's like how can you be on Hinge?
You shouldn't be on anything.
I know, but one of the best dates, one of the best single dates I've ever been on in my life was with a therapist from Hinge. So I want them to be on there so that somebody else can experience what I experienced.
Wait, why was the date so amazing?
I'll tell you. I met this therapist on Hinge and he was in grad school to be a therapist and he was selling drugs to pay for grad school to become an addictions therapist. And
beautiful.
I was like, you're so cool.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He was like fully tattooed, but you couldn't see when he had the shawl collar cardigan on so that his clients felt comfortable.
Wet.
He was really cute, really nice. And he told me straight up before we even met, he called me on the phone and he was like, I got out of like an 8-year relationship a few weeks ago.
Crazy.
I'm not ready to seriously date anyone. I'm not really looking for anything like that. I just want to like get to know people and sort of get my feet wet again, but I'm not, look, I want you to know where I'm standing.
Yeah.
And I'm not ready for anything real. And I was like, no worries at all. I am in love with you, but no problem already. So let's hang out. We went out to dinner. He took me to a restaurant where his friends worked. They were like sending stuff over. It was like, it was such a real day. And yeah. I hadn't been going on, I'd been like going to guys' houses.
Yeah. And sucking all off and leaving.
Yeah. So we like went on this really like real date and I was sober and he was in school to be an addiction therapist and we had so much in common and we were talking about all this stuff. And then we went to a bar and both got a mocktail and we were just hanging out. And then he was like, do you want to come back to my place? He had a sick fucking apartment, dude. Yeah. He lived in, you know, those lofts in Brooklyn that all have a name. I'm not going to say which one.
McKibben or whatever. Like, McKibben sucks, but yeah.
It was one of those like loft houses. And he had this huge loft that was amazingly decorated. And he had bought the one below him and he was building a staircase into the one below.
Did you ever find out if he broke up with a girl or she broke up with him?
I think it was, we tried everything and it's not okay. working.
Because I'm like, who let this fucking angel go?
I know. So we went back to his place and he was like, I don't think I'm ready. Oh, he goes, I don't think I'm ready to have sex with someone, but I just haven't slept next to someone in a really long time. And I've been like really lonely. And if you would like to stay over, I would really love that. And we did face masks and watched the movie Friday together and ate snacks in his bed and fell asleep together.
Really cute.
And he took me out to breakfast the next morning and we never spoke again.
Wow.
A New York moment.
That. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. Yeah.
So therapists should be on Hinge.
Yeah.
I feel kind of like a therapist because I just got out of a long relationship. And
sorry.
It's okay.
How long?
5 years.
That's long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I got, you know, on Hinge and I'm like, I want to make out.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to be in a relationship like right now, but I would like to make out with someone so I don't get weird if too much time passes.
And forget.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like weird zombie. Like,
yeah.
I haven't been touched.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. And getting out of a long relationship does make you a therapist for a little while.
Yeah.
Because you've been really introspective lately.
Yeah.
You had to make some really big decisions. Yes. It does put you in therapist mode.
Totally.
Yeah.
But it's also nice now, like being a full grown adult on a dating app and being like, oh, I can just ask for what I want and be transparent and say I only want to make out. I do not want to come inside.
Yeah.
And if they're down, great. But if not, I'm like, I'm not going to like go out of my way to be like coerced into some sort of sexual situation.
And I think it's kind of sometimes easier for the girl. If what you want is something casual and you're a woman, it's pretty easy to be like, that's what I'm looking for. And I mean, when this therapist was like, I'm not looking for a long-term relationship, I was like, I'll wait around.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, I'll come to your house every day and wait.
Yeah.
And don't mind. We can do as many face masks as you want. We can queen out together until you're ready. But
you should bring
he
up
put
the
up
boyfriend
a really hard boundary.
Go back to this guy.
Love my boyfriend. But it was just like, so such a great, it wouldn't have been what it was. It's like, you know, it wouldn't have been what it was if we had seen each other again.
Yeah. Of course.
But if you're a girl and you're like, I just want to make out, people are like, thank God.
Well, and I'm like, I think you can tell a lot about a person based on the make out.
Yes.
And I think one, like you want to have a good make out. You want to have good make out chemistry. You want to make sure there's like a vibe between you. Because then it's like, okay, well, if you pass that test, then for sure more stuff can and should happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a good way because if I say I only want to make out and then they keep being like, touch my penis. Touch my penis. Then I'm like, well, now nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't want no more like weirdo, creepy guys.
No more touch my penis guy.
Yeah.
Touch my penis guy.
Please touch my penis.
The amount of times in my 20s where a guy would just go.
I know.
Oh, God.
I'm like, I'll get there if I want to.
I know where it is.
I know
it.
Yeah. I've located it before.
I'm aware of its existence.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to feel anything that's going to change my plan for
no.
tonight.
Wait,
I'm not
going to
be like, oh, I didn't know it was
regular size. Yeah. Dude, oh, whenever I hear about like a touch my penis guy or one of these like horrible cringe archetypes of men, I am like, I must know men in my life who are touch my penis guys.
Mr. Touch My Penis.
Oh my God, so many.
And then I have to like talk to them. And
I'm like, really fear that.
Me too, because I'm like, I can't find out one of them that I like is a touch my penis guy.
You know what's great is when a girlfriend will hit me up and send me the link of a male comic and be like, do you know this guy? Yeah. And I go, what's happening?
What
Who's
did he
been
do?
Affected?
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, my friend like is going on a few dates with him. And I'm like, tell me everything.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
I need to know what this man is doing.
Right. Because sometimes girls will hit me up and be like, hey, your guy friend asked me out on a date. Do you like vouch for him? And it's like,
I'm like,
here's
only
the thing.
So much.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah. Like,
sure, I don't know if he's a touch my penis.
Sure,
guy.
He's a good friend and a great hang, but I've never had sex with him and I've never dated him. So I actually can't tell you.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I have to have known someone who dated him who was closer to me than him.
Yeah.
And I don't. So I good luck. And I think he's a good hang, but there's no way to be sure. Yeah.
I think ratio wise, it's just safe to say that if you're going to hook up or meet up with a male comic, it's like not going to be what you are wanting.
First of all, he's not going to be funny.
No. No.
He's going to be a drag. He's going to have a notebook like mine that says you're beautiful, talented, and kind in and out.
It just says touch my penis.
Touch my penis.
Touch my penis scribbled over
penis,
and over
penis,
and over.
Penis, penis, penis.
Touch my penis, penis. Touch my penis. Touch my penis.
Day 25 of trying to get these bitches to touch my penis.
Touch my penis, please. To the tune of Take My Wife.
Penis. I barely know her.
Touch my penis. Oh. Yeah. Any guy could be a touch my penis guy. Watch out, ladies.
What's like, is there a female version of touch my penis? Touch my pussy?
Yeah. I think it's be my boyfriend.
Be my boyfriend, for sure. Or
unfortunately, I think it's be my boyfriend.
Yeah.
What are we?
What are we?
What are we?
What are we? What are we?
I'd rather die a thousand
or,
deaths.
You know what it is? Wait, I know what it is. It's what are you thinking about right now?
Oh, you're right. You're right, bitch.
What are you thinking
your
about
brain,
right now?
Yeah. Your brain is a palace.
Yeah.
It's because that's who I am.
No, totally. I'm every always time, like, and what are you thinking?
Every time I let a guy goof in me for the first time, right afterwards, I'm like, so what are you thinking about? They're like,
how beautiful.
Baseball.
Yeah.
The Knicks.
The Knicks. Honestly, right now, fair.
Yeah.
All's fair. All's fair in the finals. But other than that, it is usually like what I have to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're like, oh.
Have you had it the opposite where a guy is like, what are you thinking
about?
Yeah.
And then they've always turned out to be pretty insane.
Really?
Yeah. Or pussies, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little scary. I'm like, why are you asking me that?
Yeah.
Right. Why do you want to know?
I'm like,
who
what's
do you
your
work
plan
for?
Here?
Yeah.
What are you trying to get?
Yeah, usually I think if a guy is asking me, what are you thinking about right now? He's probably love bombing me.
Sure.
Well, I'm just like, oh, you're more into me than I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Into you. Or else I'd be the one asking the
and
question.
And the problem
I'd
with
be
a
the
man
fucking weird
being,
loser.
The problem with a man being more into you than you are to them is the physical violence aspect.
Yeah. Because they could.
Because
if
now
no
maybe
one
they
want to
put you on a shelf in their house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I dated that guy who was obsessed with me.
Yeah.
And he just turned out to be like really scary.
Sure.
I dated one guy who didn't care if I lived or died.
Yeah.
So then I overcorrected.
Yeah.
And dated a guy who was like, you've hung the moon, like you're everything. And he just had a disorder.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with me. I could have been a jar of peanut butter that was warm and he would have been like, you're perfect
thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that did
you're
end
creamy,
up.
You're creamy, you're salted.
You're creamy, you're salted, you're warm.
Yeah.
And I can stick my dick in it.
Yeah,
and
talented.
And it just turned into him screaming at me for not texting him back fast enough the day that
so
my friend
scary.
Died.
So scary. Cool. So freaky.
So whatever. What are you going to do?
So freaky.
But I do love, though I don't miss being single, but I do miss the exhilarating thrill of what are you thinking about right
you
now?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I think my husband now more is just like, are you mad at me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I am.
Probably.
And you figured it out. Now, I'm
now
make
guess
you
why?
It out.
Play my little game. Yes.
It's a saw track.
Yeah. Want to play a game?
You
want to play a game?
Deep within yourself. Yeah.
And then they guess the wrong thing, and you go, actually, now that you bring that up.
Yeah.
Open, I'm mad
that
about
too.
That too.
Yeah.
Open
yeah,
the vault.
Add that to the list.
Yeah.
And I'm mad that you didn't get the guest first try. So we got a list.
Yeah.
We got a lot of things cooking.
I do think, respectfully, I do think in a straight relationship, the man, it works best when the man is a little bit more into the woman. Hate to say it.
But, or a little afraid of.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. She creates a little drama, keeps him like interested and a little scared in a way that gives him an erection.
Now that I'm single, I keep saying, I only want to be with someone who's just completely obsessed with me.
And it's true.
But funny enough, I'm like, so no one seems to be obsessed with me. So I will take on that role for now.
But there's also a culture of nonchalantness that's ruining this.
Yes.
Like if someone is obsessed with you, they're going to pretend not to be.
And it's so crazy. It's so gross. Annoying.
I hate that. I think one of the hottest things a guy can do is be like, I'll do anything for you.
Be bold, be brave.
Be bold, be brave. Tell me you like me. As soon as you know it.
Like, don't be afraid of being rejected.
Yeah. I'm hanging out with you, and I famously hate hanging out with men, so obviously something's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A guy yesterday, I was walking down the street, and a guy kind of stopped me and said, I really like your pants. Mm. And he wasn't a gay man, from my understanding. He wasn't wearing a cardigan or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, you know what? I like that energy.
Yeah.
I like that energy. Yeah. Say what you mean what you say.
Totally.
And he said, do you want to touch my penis? And you went, well.
You know, if I was attracted to him, I would have been like, thank you.
Maybe.
What are you thinking about right now?
What are we?
What are we?
What are we?
What are we, and where do we go from here?
There is the, like, your point about, like, okay, the guy has to be totally obsessed, and then you, like, can't find a person to give a fuck about you. There is, like, a phrase that people use, if he wanted to, he would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, like, kind of cruel. I think her name is Savannah Desarma. I'm getting her last name wrong. Sorry.
We'll put it in post.
Yeah, we'll throw up the profile, but she has a great clip about this. And then she just goes like, if he wanted to, he would. If he wanted to, he would. If he wanted to, he would. And she's like, I've been waiting for anyone to would for like, I don't know, 15
or to,
years.
God forbid, want to.
Yeah, right. It's like, that's not a nice thing to say to your, I guess,
friend.
Female friend who is dating in a major city where men hold a lot of the cards.
Yeah. You know? I think that's something that you need to just say for yourself. It's not something that anyone should be.
As an affirmation, beautiful, gorgeous, kind, if he wanted to, he would.
Yeah.
And not to be a total guy's girl as per usual, but I do think sometimes they want to, but they don't know that you want them to. Like, people use that phrase about like your boyfriend buying you flowers for no reason, and it's like, well, I'm sure he wants to, but he just got fired.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
sometimes he wants to, but he can't.
And it's like, one, do you want flowers?
Sure.
If that's what you want, let him know.
Yeah.
If he knows that you want flowers and he's still not doing it, then
different story.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
It's part of the fairy tale industrial complex.
Ooh,
I believe is what
big
we're
fairy tale.
Big fairy tale loves to perpetuate this, like, he'll run down the street in the rain for you.
Yeah.
He won't like stop playing Nintendo Switch for you unless you're like, hey,
put it down and chase me through the rain.
Yeah.
Get me flowers. And they're like, oh, cool, right. And if they do stuff voluntarily, it is awesome. But we can't, like, expect... People aren't like that.
Yeah,
especially men. People are not
just
really...
Just find somebody coachable.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Thank you.
Know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's well, just... and it's like, I always want, you know, people to mind read. I want them to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm like, even though it's not very sexy, there does need to be some... This is what I want. This is what I like.
Yeah, it's like when a girl gets a butt-fucking ugly engagement ring, and it's like, well, yeah, you never told him what kind you like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he's going to get you something that looks like a championship ring. That's all he's ever seen.
Yeah,
guys. Oh, it has an emerald in it that's poorly placed.
Yeah.
I like an emerald.
I do, too. I have an emerald in my engagement ring.
I don't know
ring,
what these are.
Poorly placed. Yeah, there's also, like, we both... talk constantly about how men lack emotional intelligence and then expect them to do the most emotionally intelligent thing. And it's just like, let's get into reality, sister. Let's get the whole cold
hard facts. I think my single journey is going to be gay summer.
Yeah.
Love that.
Gay summer. And then young boy Winter.
Yeah. A pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that young.
Yes.
Yeah.
Epstein Winter, yeah. Girl.
Yeah. No, like 24, 25, yeah. 26. Just like dumb boy.
Dumb. Yeah.
Dumb boy.
Young, dumb, and full of cum.
Yeah.
May I ask how old you are?
30.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Great. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like like 30, like I'm 37. At 37, if I was like, I'm going to do 22, we'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's increase the meds, yeah, a little bit.
You're like, I'm still married.
He loves me.
I love that for you.
Yeah,
gay
yeah.
summer is great. Summer's a great time to be gay. Pride.
Yeah. Pride.
Yeah. I'm doing gay guy summer. I've been hanging out with a lot of gay guys.
Fun.
And oh, this is something, respectfully, and I am not in this situation, but I've heard this a lot. If you're a woman in a relationship and you're like, man, I don't want to be single again, but I miss being hit on and complimented, yep, go to that goddamn gay bar, yeah, if you're invited by the gay guys. Obviously, don't just show up and be like, this is my night to get attention. Mm-hmm. It might be a night for guys to fuck other guys, and you should respect that. That's not your place. But if you've been invited, I went to a gay bar that was like... I think normally is for gay fucking.
Love it.
But I mean, I looked at their Instagram and it was just pictures of guys borderline fucking on the dance floor. And I was like, are you sure I can come to this? But there was a drag show that night, so I was in the audience.
Yeah.
There was other girls, you know. But I was there with gay guys and I was meeting their gay guy friends and everybody kept telling me I was the moment. And I was just wearing like a black shirt.
Yeah.
You know, I was wearing a black shirt and I had like day three hair and they were like, wow.
Yeah.
You are.
An icon of diva.
An icon of diva, legend. The moment, the legend. And I was like, you know, your tits look amazing, respectfully. And I was like, right, this is what it feels like.
Yeah,
you know?
I went to this gay bar in Denver, and nothing felt better than this gay man like fully twerking on me, and yeah, I was like, I feel powerful. Yeah. I've never been twerked on by a man, and it was invigorating. I needed it so bad. And then this girl the whole night staring at me. She's kind of following me. I was like, I'm gonna have a gay summer to starts me. Now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's happening.
The clock has begun.
Yeah. So I'm like,
we're in Denver,
okay,
baby.
Yeah.
So she, you know, she keeps getting closer and closer, and she's with her little friend group. She kind of like bumps into me. And here's the thing: I've been out of the game for a while. Mm-hmm. I don't have my swag like I used to.
Yeah.
So I'm getting it back. I'm getting my swag back. In my head, I'm like, I'm going to say like, oh, were you like,
I
were
like
you,
your hair.
No, I was going to be like, were you looking at me? You
that's
know,
good. That's good. Yeah.
But I think the way that it sounded because of my voice and cadence was like, were you looking at me?
Right.
But in my head, it was like sexy, flirty.
What are you looking at?
Yeah, why are you looking at me? And she was like, oh, no. And then she's like, I'm straight. I'm like, well, then stop looking at me.
Yeah,
sure.
Get out of here and stop looking at me.
Hey, stop looking at me. You're in the gay bar and you're looking at me.
Yeah.
Well, you have kind of like a deadpan-ish voice and energy. Do you find people think that you're like, because I always feel like a warmth from you, but I think, when you flirt, are people often like, does she like me? Do you think you have like a mystery to you because of that?
I think so. I do think it does like attract a certain guy, mm-hmm, because I think it's like, oh, I got to figure her out.
Sure.
And I'm like, there's really nothing to figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah. They think there's a manic pixie dream girl thing going on.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm just kind of dead behind the eyes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It's not like this mysterious.
I'm just tired.
Yeah. And my voice is a little lower register.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually talking to a fabulous gay man at Stuart. Shout out Stuart Fullerton. Happy birthday. What an icon. And I was at her birthday party last night with the crew, and she's famously surrounded by gay men. And I found one who was absolutely lovely, and we're talking. And I was like, I'm often a closeted gay man's last stop along the line of trying to have sex with women.
Yeah.
Because I have a lower registered voice. I'm tall. I have like kind of big hands. And they're like, maybe I can really push it to the edge with this one.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I see that. I know many gay men who have like tried.
And you
it.
Also just seem like someone you could tell that you're
a
gay
safe
too.
Well, 100%. Also, a safe space.
Absolutely. Did you lose your erection and now you're giving me a massage? Sure. Then that's fine.
And that's fine.
And
that's
I can
fine.
Talk
I
to you.
I actually
about,
really like that.
Yeah.
I can talk to you
thank
about
you.
Your relationship with Brian and be like, do you guys ever like hook up? And then you can be like, well, we suck each other off, but it's like friendly. And I'll go, yeah, no, that's absolutely fine. And then he can leave his Rolex at my apartment and then I can pawn it. And everyone had it. Everyone got everything that they needed.
Yeah,
that's
a perfect, that's actually a perfect relationship.
Yeah.
That was my perfect date. Yours was a beautiful dinner. Mine was pawning a closeted man's Rolex to buy drugs.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope he's doing well.
I always want that to be the reason I'm getting broken up with. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who act like it's their worst nightmare. It would be a delight.
Yeah. Someone was just telling me that they... I forget who it was and what the context was. But whoever this person was saying, you know, them and their partner broke up and then the partner is now gay. And I'm like, wait, that's so beautiful.
It's gorgeous. That
they were like, they loved you enough to like be with you in this relationship and like realize that it wasn't going to work, but that you were the one that like,
was worth
I don't
trying.
Know, there's still something
like a
beautiful
safe,
there.
Nice person.
Yeah. I'm like, I feel like that's such a good like indication of character.
Yes.
Yeah. And I also feel like a lot of times people will say that the person who was gay was like lying.
No.
And it's like they were just scared. They were really scared. They weren't lying. They weren't being
you're not gonna get in a relationship with someone you absolutely hate or are disgusted by.
Right.
It's like obviously they
unless you're a Republican. Sometimes Republicans be doing that.
Yeah,
but yes.
True.
Yeah.
But they were scared.
Yeah.
And you seemed like maybe the best.
You had big hands.
You had big hands and a kind heart. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. God forbid.
And you were gorgeous and talented.
And you were gorgeous and talented and worthy of something that resembles
beautiful
love.
Inside
beautiful
and out.
Inside and out. I think this happened a lot during COVID. Is that men were like, a lot of maybe queer men.
I'm gay. Yeah. I've been inside for 2 weeks and I'm gay. Yes.
I do think so.
And the vaccine.
You can blame the vaccine.
Like it's not autism. It's queer.
It's actually
like
queer. It's homosexuality. But I had a friend that this happened to. Her and her now ex-boyfriend lived together and they were like planning to get married and they were locked in. And then he was like, I think I'm gay. Gotta go. And it really fucked her shit up. But the thing that was so bad about it is that he like, you know, explored for a little while and then just ended up dating a woman who was way hotter than her. And he was like, oh, I'm bi, but
damn, I was so not attracted to it. I thought I was gay.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Oof. Damn.
Well, I do think
that's why I think men respectfully,
yes,
men need to do more gay shit in their youth.
Thank you.
If men felt safe and free to explore their sexuality, kiss their homies every once in a while, just to figure out if there's anything in them that it connects with. They don't have to like it. They don't have to do it again. But I think just being able to do it and know.
Yeah.
Gives you so much peace and clarity. And I think that's why men are perverts, rapists, weirdos, freaks, psychopaths, creeps.
Touch my penis,
ding,
guys.
Ding, touch my penis, guys.
No, and I actually think it's straighter to have blown a guy and gone, this isn't for me, than it is to have never blown at all.
Yes.
Yes.
And thought of it and wanted for it. And
or
now,
just wondered.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, this guy knows for sure. He was like, I'm open to it. Tried it, didn't love it.
Yeah.
Sticking with girls.
It's also.
And that's pretty cool to me.
Very, it's like an indication of someone who's like sexually interesting to me or someone who's got like, is probably a good.
Or like open hearted.
Yeah.
like
is this a beautiful spirit?
Open to the experiences of the world.
Like, see, but here's the other thing. And maybe I want to get canceled for this one. But I do think that is something. I want all men to have that freedom, but if I'm dating someone, I don't want to know about it.
That's one of the things that I'm like,
you don't need to be honest with me about that. I think if I know, I will be like, so like, did you like it?
Yeah.
Sure.
And the next time we fight, I'll be like, do you wish I was him?
Yeah. I'm just too jealous. Yeah.
No, I kind of get that. I want to know because I think it's cool.
Me too.
Yeah. So I'm, but every guy I'm dating, I'm like, tell me.
Yes.
Tell me the gayest thing you've ever done.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I would be. I don't know. I'd have to not be in that situation.
But then if I was gonna say, then if I asked and he was like, oh yeah, I used to only fuck guys in college, I'd be like, blah, blah, blah. You know? Like, they're definitely, I would date a guy who was bi, but it'd be different for a guy to be like, I've fucked six dudes and I'm straight. I'd be like, well,
why so many?
I'm a little bit like, I think we need to talk. Yeah. I think we need to look at this differently.
The reason I say that I don't know if I would want to know is because I used to be so like, have you seen the videos of the guys getting the like toupees glued on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love those videos. I love those videos.
I love those
and
videos.
And I'm like, they look so good. And yeah. I'm like, you know, women, we do all this stuff. Yeah, you know, my hair's makeup, yeah. We do Botox, we do extensions. Like, I want men to take care of themselves and to do this. And then I was with someone and I suspected that maybe their hair was a toupee, and immediately I was like, I don't like this.
Yeah. Do you think part of it is the secret?
No, because I did confront them. I had to know. I was like, can I pull your hair? I'm suspecting it's a toupee.
You didn't try to be like, it's my sexual. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. I said, is this your real hair? And he said, yes. And I said, can I touch it? And he said, yes. And so I was yanking it. And it was his real hair. So I was like, okay, we're fine.
My bad.
But
my
I
bad.
Was kind of confronted with my own.
Yeah, it's different in real life. Huh?
Yeah, it's really hard. Easy to be like, go men. Do yeah. that toupee. Yeah,
I love when you suck people off.
It is different in real. Because I think.
And I think it's okay.
Yeah, but I do think I'd be okay. Like. If I was like late to a party and my boyfriend was gluing down his toupee, I'd be pretty upset.
You're like, you said you were going to be ready in 5.
But he like can't get it off straight. I would be kind of perturbed by that.
There's like a little gap. Yeah. You put it on too far one time.
Or we're out and I have to go, it's lifting.
Strong wind.
It's lifting. I have to have the glue in my purse.
You bring nail glue. Yeah.
In case it starts coming off. That is totally different than watching the Instagram video and be like, oh, you got your groove back.
Yeah.
Oh
my God.
But I like when they get the surgery, the hair surgery.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That I love. Wow. That I could marry. Love. I have no problem with that.
Me neither.
Go get the surge.
I'll pay for the surge.
Yeah. I want to go to Turkey. Yeah.
No, I really want to go to Turkey.
Oh, my God. Did I ever tell you the Turkey AIDS story?
What? Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Okay. This has nothing to do with me.
Wait, what?
No, there was a guy. This is lore. I don't know this guy personally. It was like friend of a friend of a friend. But he went to Turkey to get the hair. And he went to one of these places. And because it's surgery, they do like a battery of tests or whatever. I don't know what they do. But they took him into a room and they were like, hey, you tested positive for HIV.
Oh my God.
So we can still do the surgery, but we're going to have to charge you more because our like staff have to, you know, have to, like, double more love. PPE or whatever. And he was like, fucking freaking out. Obviously, you're in Turkey.
You can't enjoy your hair once you found out.
You have to still get the hair.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have AIDS. Your hair's going to fall out.
I don't think that's a symptom.
I think that's cancer.
I don't know if that's part of it. But, and his girlfriend was with him. So now he's like, I have to tell my girlfriend I have AIDS. I don't know how I got AIDS. Did she give me AIDS? This is so fucked up. And then he got home and he got tested and he realized they fucking lied to him about the AIDS.
To charge him higher
charge. No. That's crazy.
Jail.
Death to all of them.
Death to Turkey for
that's
that.
That's crazy.
Death to those doctors.
Yeah. Isn't that fucking psycho?
That's like when you get, like, I've known many people who have gotten an HIV test, and then before they tell you you're negative, they ask you, what would you do if you found out you had it?
What?
Why do this?
Why do they do that?
That's Jigsaw.
To find out if you would say, kill myself.
And also,
want to play a game.
Are you mad at me? What would you do if you had HIV?
And would you still like me if I was a worm?
Would you still like me if you had HIV and I was a worm?
Yeah. And did you, have you blown any dudes and how do you feel about it?
Yeah, and how much? And scale
wait,
of 1
why
to 10.
Why do they ask that? To see if you're going to like kill yourself?
Or like kill someone else maybe?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm going to gay panic my way through.
Wait, should we all answer this? What would you do if you found out?
Oh my God. It like actually made me want to throw up thinking about
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty I'm pretty good at dropping it. Somebody cast me in something, for the love of God. I would call my boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'd cry.
Sure. Yeah.
And then I think I would go to Edinburgh Fringe.
Yes. Yes. Little
I think
show.
I'd write a one woman show.
A straight woman with AIDS.
And I would use it. I think, yeah. I think genuinely I would use it.
I think you have
it.
To.
You gotta use every part of the fucking animal. And
obviously, it would take some time. There would be a mourning period. Yes. There'd be a grief. There yeah. would be yes. a shame yeah. that I would work through with Patrick.
Yeah.
And then ultimately, a year or two later, I'd be at Fringe.
I would have to keep it a secret because my sisters are already accusing me of right. yeah, being dangerously close to yeah. getting AIDS.
Yeah.
And so I'd have to keep it a secret. And then I think I would end up sharing it with people in a way that's like, no, it's actually like so chill to have it now.
Totally.
And it is, by the because way, I comparatively. I mean,
it's still it's a thing.
Scary, all my friends yeah. who do get herpes, they're always like, no, but honestly, like it never, you never yeah. even have breakout, like, you yeah. know, it's like never. And I'm like, you don't need to justify anything
sure.
to me.
I still see you as whole.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you do?
I would absolutely cut my own head off with a saw. No, I'm kidding. I would have to do a little detective work as to how I acquired it
yeah.
as I am married. So that would really
that'd
be
tough.
A big problem. I think part.
But let's assume that it was like you.
Like a blood transfusion.
Or like you got it and they didn't find it.
Asymptomatic, yeah. yeah. I would probably be similar to you in that I would mourn it a lot. And also, I have health anxiety. So.
I think you'd be inside for a while.
But don't you think? I feel like if you have yeah. health anxiety, your fear is getting something. But if you get something and you have it, I feel like, don't you think it's like the ultimate form of exposure therapy where you're like.
People say that, but no, I don't think
it's okay. Because then you would just be scared you were going to die
secondary
from
infections.
Yeah.
Now we've opened up a whole new
door. No, because you would get really scared that you were going to like catch a cold. Cause it, and then,
yeah.
And that would make it
or
worse.
Or give it to someone yeah. by accident, yeah. by spitting, and there was a cut in their gum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think ultimately I would also do a one-woman show about it.
You got it.
I would definitely join some sort of group therapy, support
for sure.
group situation.
I also think they cured AIDS like twice recently, so I'd yeah. kind of be like, I'll go over there and do it. Pre-prep, it would be a very different thing
of course.
For yeah. me. Yeah.
We're in a very privileged moment
yeah.
in terms of the AIDS crisis.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, crisis no more.
Yeah.
Crisis
the AIDS
no more.
Situation.
Yeah.
That yeah. whole thing.
The AIDS dilemma.
The AIDS yeah. dilemma.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. I hope we don't get in trouble for people thinking that we've...
Whatever. We get in trouble no matter what.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Everybody fucking hates me.
I think
me.
It's just a good hypothetical question. Yeah. What would you do?
What would you do?
And John Quiñones style. Yeah.
What would you do? They should do that yeah. on that yes. show. Yeah. They should have a doctor tell you.
Oh, my God.
And then there John Quiñones comes out and goes, we're kidding.
Yeah. They're at some diner in Jersey yeah. and someone's
and
talking about
their...
John
Marco Cerezzi is the waiter.
That's fun.
That's fun.
I was watching that show in a hotel and he was the waiter.
That's
and I was
incredible.
Like, Oh, hey.
Hey, girl.
I have a respectfully, but I don't know how to properly articulate it. So
okay.
I'm hoping that
maybe
you guys
can
give me the assist on this.
I definitely won't be able to. I'm so bad with my words.
No, that's not true.
That's no,
not
it
true.
Is
you're
true.
A prolific comedian.
You're a Thank beautiful you. Singer and a comedian. Don't talk about my
but
friend
I'm like,
like that.
It takes me so long to figure out what I'm trying to say. So trying to decipher someone else's is going to be interesting.
I think you're going to nail it.
Okay.
Okay. Respectfully, men who are in very good shape but dress badly scare me.
Hmm.
Because
let me chew on that.
Chew yeah. on it. Chew on it. This is my. Okay, I saw a guy like this. He was jacked, bald in a way where I was like, "You are cutting so close to your scalp that it feels like."
So self-harm like, adjacent?
Yes.
Like if The Rock just was like in like a Under Armour shirt
yes.
and some like. Khaki cargos or something,
big wide yeah. pants and like shitty. Because I'm
like clothes from Kohl's.
Yes,
it's got to be hard though shopping when you're so
jacked. Yeah,
sorry to be
true.
A guy's girl.
That's true.
Girl,
maybe
they have their own struggles.
Yeah.
I feel like the intense attention to their physicality and being like strong and huge
right.
scares me a little bit because it's not bleeding over to the way it's that not you aesthetic. Dress. It's not aesthetic. It's like
it's functional.
It's murder or pretending I'm not gay.
It's functional. Yeah. And what is the function?
Yes.
Is the function to strangle me?
Right. Is the function to not be a disappointment to your father?
Right.
Is the function to hide your fact that you're a cop or racist or work for ICE?
Well, and also in general, when a man is dressed very badly, it's an indication that he doesn't have a woman in his life, and that scares me.
Right.
Yeah.
You know no women.
Yes.
You don't know any women.
All you do is work out and shave your head and wear tight black t-shirts. I don't want to be in a room alone with you.
At the very least, our schedules don't mesh.
Mm-hmm, that's
true.
You're
getting up early to go to the gym.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your protein
maxing. Our lifestyles are not compatible, babe.
Men who are in really good shape just kind of weird me out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I respect it for you, but why?
Yeah.
But some people are into that.
That's true.
And also, I've some guys get really sad if they don't work out.
True, and I want them to have that.
I also used to think that, like,
and then they get strong by accident.
Yeah,
sure.
I also used to not like buff or like fit guys because I was like, oh well, if they're all buff, then they're gonna think I'm some like big slop loser.
Same, yeah, yeah.
And my friend Sophie Buttle.
Love her.
So you got
Canadian
her on the pod.
Icon. Yes.
Would love to have
yes.
her.
Absolutely. Met her in
she
Vancouver.
Was saying, she's like, no, guys who are fit are into like girls with normal bodies because they're so obsessed with their weight and they have such a yeah. control thing
yeah.
that like they don't care about your body.
They're not
like,
thinking
they're
about
so
it.
Into theirs. But it's like the guys who are just kind of like whatever, nothing burger bodies.
Skinny fat.
Yeah. They're the ones who have the tiny little girlfriends.
You're yeah. right.
Because that's their status symbol.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
you're right.
I also have, I get a lot of TikToks of big, big, strong guys who are like, God, I wish I had a fat wife.
Yeah, for sure.
But like, I get TikToks of guys bench pressing like 250 pounds and they're like, I could lift you over my head. And then it's like a bunch of hot fat girls in the comments being like, you mean me? And he's like, yes.
Ooh,
and I think I love when I see a fucking jacked guy and a fat girl together.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys are perfect for each other. He's yes. throwing you around the bedroom.
Oh my God. And all of the like chicken meals, all of the
chicken meals.
The meal prep.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe I should be with like a ripped guy.
Maybe yeah.
I'll just get a bunch of like rice and
but
steak.
I do know what you mean. Sometimes they're doing it in a way that I fear.
In like a yeah. scary killer way.
Yeah.
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 Because
they're doing it in a way that's like a gun.
Yeah. As soon as a man is lugging a tire around a gym, I'm like, you're going to do that with my hair.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm
sure.
like, you're big bald ass.
Yeah.
And it's shinier than shiny.
Even men who aren't jacked are just like, stronger than me in a way that I forget about, and it's
oh yeah,
really upset.
Have you ever had like a guy friend?
That's what I was
like,
just gonna say.
Grab your arm,
yeah.
and you're like,
you're what
abusing
was that?
Me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're committing a crime.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be bruised and battered.
Or sometimes I'll like arm wrestle my boyfriend, who's like regular guy, and I'm like, this is you're.
I know.
You could kill
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you could yeah. kill me. I wouldn't have a chance.
I wouldn't
and
have
I'm
a chance.
I'm a big bitch, not a chance.
And you're not like I. He's not like going lifting at the gym. He's not going lifting.
No.
And I'm still
they
like.
They just have man strength and it's different.
And it's different.
Yeah.
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 So if you are adding to that, there is something about it where I. Ugh.
You're mm-hmm. a gun. You're a human
you're a gun.
Gun. And you keep trying to get me to touch your penis with your gun body.
Yeah.
And I don't
you know
like
what my
it.
Touch my strong penis.
You know what my mom would do, which would feel similar to like big guy don't like the vibe, is when we're like watching a movie or a show or something and she really likes it, she'll like tap me on the arm, uh-huh. but she'll do it so hard that I'm like, girl, I'm getting a restraining order.
Yeah. She's like, I hate that you were
yeah,
born.
This
and
is
I'm
DV.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I hit my boyfriend the other day.
In
hit
what
him.
Way?
Okay.
Hit
close
him.
Fist, open
no,
hand.
Open hand, but way too hard.
On purpose?
Yeah.
I got to check up with Eli.
We were going to a music festival and we were like late and I was overwhelmed. I was like hot and not wearing the outfit I wanted and late.
Oh, the worst.
And we had been stuck in traffic and I had to get an Uber and The whole thing, I was just, and I couldn't find the entrance. I was just really overwhelmed.
His toupee was falling off.
His hair's real. Mine's not.
Yeah.
But I was just like having one of those moments where I was like really fucking pissed off and overstimulated.
You?
And we were getting out of a yellow cab and it was like a sliding door. And I got out and he like started closing the door because we were in a hurry. But we were on an incline, so it started closing faster than it normally would have, and it hit my arm.
Yeah.
And it did hurt, not that much.
But it did you have hurt. One of those like freakouts where you're like,
what the fuck?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
It hit my arm.
It is crazy how it takes you.
Yes. It hit my arm, and I went, ow! And I open hand slapped him as hard as I could in the arm, and he went, what? And I was like, I just, it like shook me out of it. I was like, I just hate you.
It's so embarrassing. Like,
it's so embarrassing. And then I had to go, then we like walked in silence for a few minutes and I had to go, sorry, I hit you.
And there's no way you're right. You can never, once you hit someone, there's no way you're ever going to hit
Even just like, I will have those like snap moments where like something will just trigger me for whatever reason. And I'm like,
yes.
And then like, as soon as I get out of it, I'm like, something has taken over
embarrassing.
Me.
Embarrassing. Yeah. I'm deeply embarrassed.
That's my post-nut clarity.
Yeah, I'm like,
where I'm like, deep shame.
That wasn't me.
I don't know who she was. That wasn't me. That's not representative of my values.
Yeah.
But I did hit him pretty much as hard as I could in the moment. And he was really cool about it. But I did enact physical violence against my romantic partner.
Oops. Add that to the compilation.
Oops. Well, do you have a respectfully in the... We've done so many, but I'm curious.
Yeah, throw a few in. Respectfully... I think New York is stinky and dirty, and I'm gonna start my period soon, and then it's like my pussy's gonna be like sweaty, but also wet for
filled
various reasons.
Yeah.
Like it's not a convenient. I love it here. Mm-hmm. I love it here, but respectfully, it does suck in a lot of ways.
It's really hard to have your period in the summer in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's like I went to get coffee this morning, and I like immediately had to shit, and I'm like, okay, time to walk 10 minutes back to the apartment so I can shit. Yeah.
That is tough.
It's an untenable place in many ways. And all these fucking New York natives are like, you don't fucking... deserve to be. I'm like, have you ever been on a city bike with your period before, sir?
I've earned this.
Okay.
Yeah. It is a really hard place
I just
to have
feel
your
like
period.
Everywhere I go, I feel disgusting, stinky,
moist.
Yeah. And I'm like, hi. Like,
I
smell.
I will say the great equalizer is everybody's disgusting, stinky, sweaty, moist.
And that's what makes this place
so
beautiful.
Special.
Yeah. Everyone's got BV, and that's okay.
Everybody walked here or took the train.
Yeah.
You know, actually, sometimes I'll be somewhere and someone will show up in a way where I'm like, I know your ass took an Uber because your hair looks perfect and you don't have swamp pussy.
Yeah.
And the rest of us were on the F train.
Yes. The rest of us wrote a spare pair of panties.
Yeah.
And it's still not doing what needs to be done.
Yet in New York City, you do have to become a girl who wears a pad.
Yeah. Just to catch whatever's happening. Yeah.
I mean, I live in LA, but I think you just hit a certain age where you go back to the basics.
And can we talk about that?
Yes.
Who's using tampons?
I know.
I mean,
crazy.
I'm doing a hybrid sitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing tampons during the day.
I'm going, who's doing exclusively tampons?
Yeah, and like wearing a thong and a stiletto. What are you, fucking under patriarchal rule?
You don't need
freak?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love to just, you know, let the blood come out as it pleases.
Let the body hit the floor.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of free bleeding.
Yeah. I'm like, it doesn't want to be plugged up.
I have a light period and I wear dark clothes.
And then I go, whatever. There's also
whatever. I have a light period because I have an ID. I'm not like I don't come from that kind of privilege.
Yeah.
That is a privilege.
Actually, sometimes when you have an ID and you have a light period, you'll randomly get like a old school style heavy flow. And it's so infrequent that I forget what to do.
Yeah.
I'm in there like a 12-year-old girl. I'm like,
toilet paper.
Yeah. I think I'm going to Hawaii in September.
Sick.
Yes.
Wow. Nice.
But I saw on my period app that I'm going to be on my period and I'm
that
like,
sucks.
And I'm not on birth control. So I'm like, how do I stop my period?
Yeah. just take my B.
But won't that make you start your period?
But maybe it'll, you could do it early.
Maybe I do it like a week before. I've never taken plan B.
Maybe you could find a Reddit thread that says,
yeah, that's a good idea.
What about a full hysterectomy?
Or you could go full hysterectomy.
For Hawaii. I don't need kids.
For summer.
Hang out with gay people and get a full hysterectomy. It's fine. It's probably a good time to do that since fascism is descending, you know?
Yeah.
Go ahead and stop yourself from being able to bear children so that you don't have to bear a rape child. I don't know. That's just something I've been thinking about.
Super tampon.
Yeah. Put a tampon in your asshole also, maybe.
Super tampon.
That'll plug it from every end.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Okay. Super tampon. Check if there's sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check for sharks.
Are you guys wearing big panties?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm wearing a thong right now.
Huge.
Skims.
Yeah.
Skims.
Yeah.
Skims.
Ooh.
This is something that I recommend. If you buy a pair of panties and you're like, this is how panties were meant to feel, go back to that website, buy 100 of them.
Agreed.
Buy as many of them as you can afford. I bought probably 20 pairs of three different.
Yep.
I have one thong, one in betweener, and one like big panty.
Yeah.
I bought 20 of each. I never have to do laundry.
Oh, God.
I rarely have to do laundry.
And you have options.
I open a drawer every day. It's right there.
Genius.
I don't have to be rooting around. Where's the one I need for this? Just buy a ton of the panties you like.
Yeah.
There's nothing more vicious than not having panties that fit.
Oh, my God.
And having to reach for like the ones that are the least bad in the group. And you're like,
I used to.
Or it's a you have to put on like a sexy, because you have nothing.
Yeah, like a see through panty.
Like a see through crotchless.
And the lace and is like cutting your asshole.
I remember.
And you're doing a show for six people and you're wearing like a see through cut your asshole panty.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't have enough underwear as a child or just didn't do laundry enough. But the amount of times I would have to wear a full bathing suit bottoms to school
is crazy. Inside out.
Yeah. I'm like, why was I struggling so hard at the ripe age of 10?
Yeah. And in my early 20s, I was like wearing a one piece bathing suit as a top so that I didn't have to wear underwear.
Amazing.
There's something here to this. Genius. There's something to like not.
I would also wash my underwear in the tub with detergent and then dry it with my blow dryer and wear it that day.
Sure.
Because I was in a panty desert.
Yeah.
And then I grew up and I was like, you don't have to live this way, bitch.
Yes.
Also, if you go on like Aerie or any of those websites, they do the bundle.
Yeah, but even still, for some reason, undies are expensive.
They're so expensive.
I know, but
at
least with the bundle, you can feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can feel better with the bundle.
The Skims are a treat, but I definitely ain't buying 60.
Right.
No.
60 Skims.
We're in a recession.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have their bra that has the nipples on it.
Do you?
What?
Yeah. Wow.
Why?
I always wondered.
So
who had
I don't
that.
Know. It just, I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like my boobs are like huge and shaped like that naturally.
Yeah.
Like it looks like my nipples are like here.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
Looking straight ahead.
Yeah.
No astigmatism.
And it's just kind of fun.
Yeah.
No astigmatism.
It's just kind of fun to be like, those aren't my nipples.
I just wear the bralettes and then I'm like, oh, I should have some structure every once in a while.
Yeah.
I shouldn't just let them be so floppy all the time.
Well, they go
dead. Let them fly.
Again,
I know, I need
as a
lift.
Lady who's got a little bit more time on her hands, they start to go southward and you're like, oh, I don't love this.
I think when I grow up, I'm going to get my nipples just moved up every couple of years.
Yeah.
Mine got moved
so
up.
So like, but like leave the boob. Don't change the boob.
Just get nipple
just
higher.
Higher nipple every few years.
And I'll give you a surgeon's name. Shout out Dr. Kolker.
Oh, yeah.
He does great work. He took my nipples clean off and put them right back on.
Wow. Yeah. Why?
I got a boob job.
You got a boob job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super fun.
I thought it was just a nipple procedure. I was like, wow, you must have really hated them.
He did like a TikTok where like threw them against the wall and they slid down.
Yeah.
It was super
fun. She put them over her eyes for the pod.
They weakened at Bernie's me.
Yeah. I have not a respectfully, but a theory.
Please.
Oh.
I think sometimes, and this kind of goes with the panty thing. I think, not really, but a little bit. I think sometimes if you're having an issue, like, in order to solve it, you just need to buy something or spend money on something and it will go away on its own. I'll give you an example. I've had this nose ring for 11 years and like a week ago it randomly was like, I'm infected. And it's never been, and I don't know why it happened. It just started hurting like crazy and it was like, okay, I'm infected now. And I was putting like stuff like hydrogen peroxide and stuff on it and nothing was working. So I was like, okay, I have to buy piercing cleaner.
Yeah.
And so I went online I didn't do Amazon. I paid for expedited shipping and I bought the piercing cleaner, and the second I bought it, I woke up the next day and it was all better. But it's like, you need to invest.
Yeah.
Money and time,
yep.
And then the universe will actually sort of, and it's a way of the universe fucking you, but it will provide you with what you need. Like if I have an illness and I go to CityMD and I don't have health insurance and I spend the money, it goes away the next day.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then you have to go and be like, so if this were to happen again,
right,
let's just
what do
say.
We do?
Right. But sometimes, have you experienced this?
Absolutely.
If you pull the trigger on buying the thing,
yep.
It goes away. And now I live my life by that rule.
Yes. And it, you save money eventually because it, you try to like MacGyver other bullshit and it never works. And you're like, all right, I'm going to buy the big panties and then have them.
Well, and then weirdly enough, I guarantee you in like a few months, there's going to be some other reason why that specific spray is going to come in handy. You're going to like Google how to like clean a fridge part. And it's like, well, the only thing is this salty.
Yeah. And also I have, like then a few days later, I got like a little thing behind my ear that was like maybe a pimple or something got hurt.
Yeah,
and
I
was
so
like,
I
was like, what if I just put that stuff on there?
Did
and
it
I
work?
Did. Not really, but I have it.
Still exciting. Is this the treat yourself philosophy, perhaps?
Maybe. I just think sometimes you need to commit to solving the problem.
Yeah,
and
sure.
The problem will solve itself.
Yeah.
Mm. I like that.
You know what I mean?
The hand washes the other hand or whatever they say.
Yeah.
Something like that. Philosophy.
I could also do it respectfully if that wasn't good enough. I thought I'd get more out of it, but no. It just kind of was advice.
I like it. What are we, Quincy, what are we at time-wise?
I'm sponsored by big capitalism.
Yeah. Oh, I think we're good.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. Buy stuff.
I'm freezing.
Yeah. I have to pee very badly.
Yeah, okay.
Allie, it's been a fucking treat.
Thanks for having me.
I always love to see you. You're the absolute best. Very funny, by the way. Where can people find you and follow you?
AllieMukovsky.com or at not Allie Mac.
So fucking funny. Treat yourselves, girls.
The best. Yeah. Literally the best. Follow me on Instagram, Lizzie Cassidy. Come to my show every Wednesday in Greenpoint at Greenpoint Comedy Club at 8. Greenpoint, Brooklyn, that is.
Nice. Andrea Comedy 69 on all platforms. Every Friday, Halyards, Bitches Brew, and some Saturdays at the Stand. Follow me. You can see all of that. Also, follow our YouTube, respectfully_pod. You can see us in fun hats and all that stuff.
And we show our boobs.
Good night.
Good night.